Good morning, church.
大家早安。
I wanted to give you greetings from my family, the one that you see the picture of.
我想要代表我的家人向大家献上问候，这上面是我的家人的照片。
And you can see I have a big family.
大家可以看到我的家庭是一个大家庭。
I have one wife.
我有一个妻子。
And I have also six children.
有六个孩子。
And four of those children were born as biological children to me and my wife.
其中四个是我和我的妻子亲生的。
And then through our ministry, we also adopted two children from the country of Myanmar.
在我们宣教的这个过程中，我们也。
And so you can see, I have Asians in my family.
在我们宣教途中，我们也从缅甸收养了两个孩童，所以在照片上也看到一些亚洲的面孔。
All of my children are grown up. My youngest is 30 years old. Will this year be 30 years old?
所以我所有的孩子他们都已经长大了，最年轻的已经今年也会三十岁了。
And also, they all are married, and all of them have spouses that love Jesus.
他们都已经成婚，而且他们所嫁娶之人也都是信主之人，他们都爱耶稣。
I am old enough to know that.What a blessing it is that that you can have children and all of them love Jesus.
我知道这是如何的蒙福，你和你的家人甚至孩子每个人都爱耶稣。
And even a bigger blessing that they all marry people that when they got married, their relationship to the Lord got closer.
当他们与这样的人结婚的时候，他们与神的关系与耶稣基督的关系也更加的亲密。
I'm also a grandfather.
我也是一个祖父。
I have 9 grandchildren currently.
我有九个孙辈的人。
Actually.Two more coming, so I have 11. I have 11 grandchildren.
已经还有两个已经在路上了，所以一共会有十一个。
And some of our children are planning families and haven't started yet, so I will have more.
So 我有一些小孩，他们还没有有自己的小孩。
I'm joking to them to say they need to hurry. I want 20, but I don't know if that will happen.
我曾经告诉我的孩子们，我一共要有二十个的孙子孙女，希望他们可以加油。
This baby was born just a little over a year ago.
这小朋友是2025年出生。
And her name is Abigail.
她的名字叫亚比该。
But her sister that's sitting there next to my wife could not say Abigail. She tried to say baby Abigail and instead said Bobby. So now everyone calls her Bobby.
所以右图上面那个坐在我妻子旁边的小女孩是她的姐姐，因为她没有办法发音说 baby Abigail， 所以就变成说成是 Bobby， 像我们家所有的人都叫她 Bobby。
So now I want to also greet you from my church.
我也代表我的教会向大家问候。
For the last, we've celebrated our 20th and now almost 25th anniversary as a church.
我们刚刚要庆祝即将迈入25周年，我们的教会。
And the church started in Colorado, but we have a network in all over the United States and in 15 countries through my ministry, Ethnic Global Services.
这个教会网络一开始是从科罗拉多州开始，那很快就扩展到全美甚至全世界数个国家。
And I wanted to say something that I forgot to say very well in the first service, and I hope that you'll tell everyone who was there.
我现在要补充我刚刚在上一堂讲道中忘记说的话，那希望大家来转达。
I want to say thank you to this church because your church is a partner with us in all that we do.
我非常感谢你们的教会，因为你们支持了我们，与我们一起合作。
And I love the heart of your church and your pastor and the leaders because.You have a passion for missions, and you have been a great mission support to us. So thank you.
我为你们教会的牧师和其他的领袖来感谢神，因为你们对神国的事工有非常大的热心，也对我们有很多的帮助。谢谢你们。
So if you know someone from First Service, make sure you tell them I said thank you.
如果你知道第前面澡堂的人，请你告诉他们我的谢意。
And then I want to thank Pastor Mickey and Amanda Shimu.
我也谢谢牧师和我们的阿曼达师母。
They have been a great host to me, and bigger than that, entrusted me to speak the word of God from the pulpit.
他们不但热情地接待我，而且给我这个荣幸来传讲神的话语。
And I know that Amanda Shimu was also responsible for a lot of the ways that I've been made to feel welcome here. So I want to thank both of you. Thank you.
谢谢阿曼达师母非常热心周到，让我感觉这里非常的温暖。
And I also need to mention that in this church, it's not the first time that I've ever been here.
其实这并不是我第一次造访这个教会。
Although the first time I've spoken to this Chinese-speaking services.
虽然这是我第一次对我们中文堂来讲道。
I've been several times and spoken at the English ministry that's downstairs.
我之前在好几次在英文堂讲道。
But I've met many of you in the past, and even the last time I was here, I sat right back here somewhere and watched as you did a baptismal service. So I've been here even in this worshiping with you here, but in the baptismal part of it.
虽然我并没有在这讲到过，但是我 和一些人有见过面，甚至上次你们一次敬礼的时候，我也在后面观礼。
I take very seriously and with great responsibility that I've been given to preach the word of God to you today, and it's my heart and prayer that God will honor what we learn together through the scripture.
感谢神使用我今天的讲道，希望我借着我来传讲他的话语。
And so I would like to pray before we get started.
让我一起来祷告。
Thank you, God, for this day that you have given us to worship you.
感谢神，让我们今天可以来面前来敬拜你。
Thank you for all the people that prepared and helped us to worship, that were helping us to sing and pray.
感谢你让那么多人来预备我们的心来敬拜你。
Thank you for giving us the opportunity and the freedom to come together and to worship you as our Lord and Savior in a public way.
感谢你给我们这样的权柄，让我们可以坦然无惧在众人面前一起向在你面前献上敬拜。
Thank you that you've given this church good leaders and a good pastor.
感谢你给我们这么好的教会领袖和这么好的牧师。
And thank you, God, that we can, when we gather, we can give you glory and honor.
愿荣耀归于你。
I also pray that you would be with myself and with Tracy, that we work as we work together in delivering this message from the Word of God.
也求你与牧师还有翻译同在，让我们可以更好的传讲你的话语。
I pray that my words would be edifying and understandable, and I pray that Tracy would be able to share those with others.
希望牧师的话，我翻译可以听懂，也可以很好的传讲给会众。
Thank you, God, that you give us the word of God to speak to our lives and help us to grow as followers of Christ.
感谢你向我们心说话，让我们可以继续在耶稣基督里面成长。
And may all that we say in this time be something that you use in our lives to make us more reminded of what is true.
求你借我们今天在这里所说的话，所读的经文，那成为我们每天生活上的提醒。
And passionate to obey in what we in how we live our lives.
帮助我们更多的遵守。遵行你的话。
For it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.
Amen. 耶稣基奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Amen. Okay, so I'm going to be sharing with you from the book of Acts, chapter 2. If you have your Bibles and you want to follow along, we actually are going to also use the verse that you had from Luke that you read earlier.
我们今天讲到的经文出自于使徒行传第二章，但是我们也会使用到一些路加福音的经文。
So Luke is one of the leaders that wrote one of the leaders of the early church that wrote the book of Luke and the book of Acts.
路加他是在早期教会中的一个领袖，他写了路加福音，也写了使徒行传。
But Luke did not know Jesus while he was on earth.
但耶稣在世的时候，其实路加并没有遇到过耶稣。
He came to know Christ later under the ministry of Paul.
他保罗之后向他传福音，然后路加才因此认识了耶稣。
He was not from Jerusalem and he was not Jewish.
他并不是从耶路撒冷来，他也不是犹太人。
But he was a doctor and educated and a good writer.
但是他是一个医生，他有接受过很好的教育。他也写很好的文章。
And he wrote one book of the Bible that we call the Gospel of Luke, and one that's called the Book of Acts.
他写了两本书，第一本书叫做《路加福音》，接下来那本书就叫做《使徒行传》。
And the Book of Luke talks about the life of Jesus, and the Book of Acts talks about the Acts. It's about the church, but or the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
路加福音讲的是耶稣的生平，但是使徒行传讲的是早期教会的一些事情，特别是圣灵的工作。
And so I'm going to tell you a story today that's a true story.
我今天就要分享一个真实的故事。
Luke interviewed eyewitnesses, things that even that we'll see today, people were there. He interviewed eyewitnesses.
路加他不但访问，也是亲眼见证了这一切今天想要谈到的事情。
And he read all that was written down about these events by other people.
他开始写下，他当采访那些见证人之后，他写下今天的经文。
And I will put them together to tell you a story that I think the Lord would be glorified if your church heard.
我把这些信息放在一起，希望神的名因此会被高举。
The book of Luke tells the whole story of the life of Jesus.
路加福音告诉我们耶稣所有的生平。
He came to earth as a baby.
他来到世上，降世为人，成为一个婴孩。
He grew up to about 30 years old and then started his ministry.
他长到30岁，开始了他的神国事工。
He went around from town to town and village to village.
他从一个城镇到另外一个城�en。
He shared the good news of the kingdom of the, and the gospel of the kingdom of God.
他传讲神国的好消息，那就是福音。
And he cared about people.
他关心所有人。
Also those that were poor and those that were sick.
特别是那些有疾病的和贫穷的。
And he performed miracles.
他行神迹。
And he trained disciples, that his 12 and many others.
他培训门徒，不只是12门徒，还有其他更多的门徒。
And after about 3 years of his life in ministry, he went to Jerusalem and died on the cross for our sins.
在他在地上，事工3年之后，他来到耶路撒冷，死在十字架上。
He died for the sins that you and I have committed, and all the people that were there and since.
他为我们罪而死，不只是你，为你，为我，为当时在下当时当下所有的人。
He died only about 2 hours before the holiday of Passover started. He died 2 hours before Passover started.
在他死后2个小时，逾越节就开始了。
The Jewish religion has a holiday that starts on Friday evening when the sun goes down.
逾越节是从周五下午太阳落下开始。
And it's a big holiday that the Jewish people celebrate.
这对犹太人来说是一个非常大的节日。
And Jesus was put into the tomb. He put into the grave.
但是在这一天，耶稣却被埋在坟墓中。
And on the third day, he was resurrected. We celebrate that on Easter.
但是第三日，他从死里复活，因此我们庆祝复活节。
And then the Bible says that he lived about 40 more days on the earth. On the earth, he lived another 40 days after that.
圣经告诉我们，在那之后，耶稣又在世上活了，像40天之久，向众人显现。
And he appeared to many people while he was on earth.
他向许多人显现。
And right before the verse that we read earlier in the service, he had been walking on a road and went to Jerusalem and saw many of the disciples together.
在我们今天读今天这个经文之前，他刚好是要去耶路撒冷的路上，并遇到许多其他的门徒。
And he showed them his hands and he talked to them and spoke to them.
他向他们展示了他的钉痕手，并与他们说话。
And then he said the words that we looked at together that we read already in the service.
于是他向他们说了刚刚这些话，我们刚刚读过的这些经文。
And he said that what is going to happen to him right next after this is that he's going to go to heaven.
他告诉他们在这之后他将要升天。
And he tells them he wants them to go to Jerusalem and to wait for the power to come on high.
他告诉他们到耶路撒冷，并在那里等待，直到父神所应许的降在他们身上。
But he reminded the disciples that the message that was the gospel was not just for the Jewish people, but for, underlined in English, all the nations.
他提醒他的众门徒，神的神国的福音并不只是对犹太人说的，而是对全民各国各民说的。在英文这里版本可以看到这里有个下划线。
Those words, all the nations, are in Greek the words pantata ethne.
Pantata ethne 是希腊文，就是 all the nation 就是各国各民各邦的意思。
Ethne is the word for nations, or it really means all the people groups of the world.
Ethne 的意思是民族， 所以 pantata ethne 就是各国各族各邦的意思。
The word in English ethnicity, we get that word.
所以英文当中的 ethnicity 种族就是从那个词来的。
But it means all the different people group, not only Jerusalem, but not only Jewish people, but all the Gentiles and all the different places all over the world.
所以他告诉我们，不只是犹太人，而是所有种族从各国各民各方一起来。
I like that because in my country, where my long time ago grandparents came from, there was no one there in Jerusalem on this day, and probably from the Chinese places in the world, there was no Chinese probably there either.
我想当时在那个。 在那个地点，没有从我家里来的人，也没有从在座各位的那里来的人在场。
So because of this story that I'm going to tell you today, the gospel started in Jerusalem, but came to all the people all over the world to include all of us.
但是因为当时所发生的那些事情，让福音得以广传，可以让我们这里在座的每个人，甚至世界各个角度的人都可以听蒙福音。
But he told the people that were in this room, it was about 120 people that waited in Jerusalem for this, what he said would be happening.
他告诉当时在座大概120个人说，可能接下来要发生的事情。
I'm not sure how many people are in this room, but maybe close to about this number of people were waiting together in Jerusalem for what he said would happen.
我们并不知道在座我们下面应该有多少人坐着，但是当时大概有120个人，所以耶稣告诉他们将接下来将要发生的事情，在耶路撒冷将要发生的事情。
But he wasn't very specific about what he said.
但是耶稣并没有讲得非常详细。
He said, "Stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high."
他只是告诉他们在耶路撒冷等待，直到父神所应许的降在他们身上。
He didn't say how long that you had to wait for that in the city.
他并没有告诉他们要等多久。
And he didn't say what would happen that you would know what happened.
他没有告诉他们如果事情发生的时候会有怎么样的景象。
And so when I think about this story, I like to think about it in my mind like I'm watching a movie. Like in my mind, I have an imagination of what happened on this day.
所以在我的心里我必须要把它变成一个电影画面一样当时发生了什么事情。
So he tells the people, wait in Jerusalem till you're clothed with the power from on high.
所以他告诉他们等在耶路撒冷直到父神所应许的降在他们身上。
And then right before all of their eyes, he goes, literally goes up to heaven in front of them, right? They can see it.
所以在众人面前他升天了。
Now that sounds hard to believe when I just tell it, but how hard would it be to, if it happened and you saw it happen?
当我现在向大家描述这件事情的时候，大家已经觉得非常不可思议。但是如果这件事情亲自发生在你眼前的时候，你会觉得更加不可思议。
They didn't have cell phones to put a video recording on it, but if they did, their faces would probably look shocked, like what just happened.
当时并没有这个手机可以来录影，但是我可以想象，如果他们有的话，他们的脸部表情会是多么的惊讶。
And maybe.Pastor Mickey and I and Tracy, we see that and we look at each other and we say, "Did you see that too?" Like, make sure.
也许牧师两位牧师和我们会面面相觑，说啊，到底发生什么事情了？
And after they got over their shock, they said, "What do we do? Oh, we're supposed to wait here in Jerusalem until the power comes on high."
从他们从震惊中恢复过来之后，他们彼此对说啊，那我们应该在这里等待，一直到神所应许的降临在我们身上。
And he didn't say specifically how long to wait, and he didn't tell them what it would look like when it happened.
他并没有告诉他们到底要等多久，也没有告诉他们当事情发生的时候会如何发生。
So the Bible says that these 120 were waiting in Jerusalem for this to happen.
圣经只告诉我们这120个人都等在耶路撒冷等待事情的发生。
And if you just do some simple math, he died 2 hours before Pentecost.He was in the grave until the third day, and he lived 40 days, around 43 days later at this point.
如果我们做一点点的数学的话，大概50天之前，耶稣基督受死，然后第三天在死里复活，从他复活到现在大概是43天了。
But exactly on the Jewish calendar, exactly after the day, the moment of the day that Passover happens, 50 days later, that Jewish people have another big holiday.
按照犹太教的行事历，从逾越节到五旬节中间刚好是五十天。
50, the word Pentecost actually means 50 days later, they have this big holiday that's big in the Jewish religion.
英文中的 Pentecost 的意思就是五十。所以说五旬节对犹太人来说是一个非常大的节日。
Just like maybe your culture has Chinese New Year, they have Pentecost, and it's a big holiday.
就像我们中国人守中国新年一样，对犹太人来说，这个五旬节对他是一个非常大的节期。
And people from all over the Roman Empire and everywhere they had God-fearing Jews came to Jerusalem to celebrate this holiday.
从各国各地来的人都来到耶路撒冷来一起庆祝这个巨大的节日。
So that means around 6-7 days that they were waiting, but they didn't know for how long.
他们在那里等了六天七天，在耶稣说完这些话之后，但是他们并不知道到底还要等多久。
I mean, I love Jesus and I like to be with his people, but I don't know what's happening. And six, one, two, 3 days later, I'm probably getting impatient. What's going to happen?
虽然我很爱耶稣，我也很爱他的子民，但是我们如果一群人在这里一直等，等了一天、两天、三天，但是什么都还没有发生，也许我会变得不耐心，没有耐心。
Meanwhile, the people start coming into the city for the holiday.
同时很多人来到耶路撒冷城来庆祝这个节期。
So then Luke starts the book of Luke is finished, and now he writes the book of Acts, and he's telling the story about what happens in this time.
所以当路加写完了路加福音之后，又来写使徒行传，来告诉大家在这时期所发生的事情。
And he reminds the audience, which is us today,of the things that happened next by reminding them what Jesus said when he went to heaven.
他在路加写这写使徒行传的时候，他首先提醒他们在耶稣升天时对他们说的话。
You'll receive power when you can read this verse, Acts 1:8.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
So the city of Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷城
Judea,
犹太全地
Samaria,
撒玛利亚
and all the earth,
直到地极
the remotest parts of the earth,
最遥远的地极
My people came from Ireland, a long way away on an island and not very developed, a long way away, the remotest part of the earth.
我和我的家人来自爱尔兰最边远的地方
And probably from Jerusalem to where some of your family might live is a long way from the earth, a long way from Jerusalem.
从耶路撒冷到你们所住的地方，应该这是一个非常远的距离。
And so the remotest part of the earth means me. It's the whole world. This is the message for.
从耶路撒冷直到地极，指的是所有国家。
So I went to the internet and I found a picture that looks like this story that I'm telling you.
所以我上网找了这个图片来描述我刚刚所跟大家分享的。
But I grew up in a Southern Baptist church, just like this one, not like this one, but just like this is. You are Southern Baptist, so was I.
所以我是在南方浸信会长大，有点像我们这个教会。
And I say, so was I, so am I, I'm still am.
我仍然在南方浸信会。
But I saw we had Sunday school literature, like pictures that the teachers used to teach the children about the stories of the Bible.
当我们儿童主日学教导我们圣经故事的时候
，And when I'm in church, all I saw was on the page all the people in the Bible that you know famous, they were white people, looked like me.
当他们给我们看圣经上的插图的时候。所有的人看起来都是白皮肤的。
And when I grew up and became a missionary, I didn't like that because the people where Jesus was did not look like me.
所以当我成为传道人的时候，我并不喜欢，因为其实耶稣基督当时的肤色跟我并不一样。
And so I like this picture a little bit better because the skin of the people is a little darker and the hair is black and it probably looks like more of the world. So I like this picture better.
从这个图片上我们看到他们的肤色会更加深一点，会像从世界各地来的人一样。
And so the Pentecost day came, the holiday came.
所以五旬节降临了。
And the city is filled with foreigners from all different places.
这城市都挤满了人，甚至从很多其他地方来的人。
And the Bible says that when the day came, they were all the people that were waiting were in one place.
当这天到来的时候，所有的人从天下各国来聚集。
And there was a sound of a big wind, like a storm wind.
突然有个大响声，像一阵大风吹过。
It doesn't say they felt that wind; it just said they heard that wind.
他们并没有觉得有风吹过，只是说他们听到大声音，仿佛大风。
And then they also had a little pieces of fire that were going around the room, and you could see them over the heads of people.
甚至有火舌头。像火在每个人的头上
，similar to what you might see in this drawing，
像这图上所显示的一样。
Again, those people, the people in the room, they forgot to take selfies. Like, here's look what's going to happen. So we have to use the picture.
So, 因为当时在场的人没有拍自拍照，所以我们今天就用这个图来展示。
And so It said, the Bible reminds us that in that day, around 9 o'clock in the morning,
圣经告诉我们，他当时聚会的时间是几时，也就是早上九点。
That time I'll talk about in a minute, in a few minutes.
这个时间点我们等下再回到这里。
But the Bible said there were people from staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven.
告诉我们有虔诚的犹太人从天下各国来住在耶路撒冷。
That means God-fearing Jews from all the different places in the world.
他们这些虔诚的犹太人从天下各国来。
Again, that word ethne, right there, it is.
Ethne 就是各国。
And said that they heard this sound and the crowd came together from outside. They came to what is going on in that room that 120 people are at.
这声音一响，众人都来聚集，大概有120个人在外面都在看，哇，发生什么事情了？
There was wind noise and there was fire flying around in the sky or in the air.
他们听到大声音像风一样，也看到像舌头像火焰一样。
But the biggest miracle wasn't either of those two things, which is surprising and amazing enough.
但是最大的神迹并不是刚刚我们说的那两个，而是接下来发生的事情。
The biggest miracle was that when anyone spokefrom the different languages, I speak, and you could understand. You, if I speak English, you understand it. She speaks Chinese, I understand it.
开始大家都用众人的相谈说话，就好像牧师讲英文，我们和大每个人都可以听得懂。然后我讲中文，牧师也可以听得懂。
I will tell you, Peter's getting ready to preach a sermon, and he preaches to a lot of people, and he doesn't have a translator, and they all understand.
当时彼得即将要讲道。当时他面对的人是说各种方言的人，但是当时并没有翻译。
So then the people that come together, they listen to what's happening. People are really excited. They're talking. Can you believe we can understand each other?
众人都非常惊讶，彼此对说：“看啊，我们居然可以听懂彼此的话了。
”And they said, "Who are? How can these be happening? Aren't these people Galileans?"
这怎么可能呢？这说话的不都是加利利人吗
？That'd be like the sophisticated people of Los Angeles saying.Aren't these people like from Hicktown, Oklahoma, like me? You know,
就好打个比方，就好像这里这受良好教育的洛杉矶人说，哎，这不是从小城 Oklahoma 小城镇来的人吗？
Jerusalem people thought Galilee people were like uneducated and not very smart.
耶路撒冷人看加利利人仿佛是那些边远地区来没有接受良好教育的人。
But the Bible says that the people came from all different places, and I listed it, I show them. It's in the Bible, but you can see verse 9.
当时有虔诚犹太人从各天下各国来住在耶路撒冷。这里各国，我们在这里经文从第九节开始可以看到。
Did you read all of those?
I'm going to.
Parthians, Medes, Elamites.
Okay. 所以我们帕提亚人、马代人、以兰人。和住在米索波大米、犹太、加帕多加、本都、亚西亚、佛吕加、坦菲利亚、埃及的人，并靠近古利亚的吕比亚一带地方的人，和罗马来的客旅中，或是犹太人，或是进犹太教的人，比迪亚和亚拉伯人都听见我们用相谈。
Okay, I counted 15 or 17. I'm not sure. There's a lot of different countries represented there.
我刚刚数了一下，大概有15到17个国家，不知道有没有数错。
And some of them are way more people groups than just countries. It's like Arabs, a lot of different peoples.
有一些这些国家，他们多于一个民族，就比如亚拉伯人。
Asians, a lot of different peoples.
像亚细亚，他们也有很多不同的民族。
A lot of people in Jerusalem for this holiday.
很多人来到耶路撒冷来庆祝这个节期。
And a lot of people hearing this around what was happening when the Pentecost Holy Spirit came.
许多人都成了这一事件的见证人，在那五旬节的时候，这个大神迹发生了。
And the people were so amazed because they could hear each other speaking and hear it in their own language, in their heart language.
他看到所有人彼此对说，而且用的是他们的乡谈，都大为震惊。
Like the mother tongue, the ones that your mother spoke to you, you heard Peter speak and hear in the tongue of your mother.
他甚至他的那个乡音都与他自己本来的乡音一模一样。
And Peter, another thing that happened was that someone in the crowd said, "What is wrong with these people? I think they must be drunk."It's in the Bible.
So,
verse 7.
当时，正如 第七节所说的，当时在场的人甚至觉得他们那些人是不是醉酒了。
And Peter, he's always one who loved to talk, whether it was good or not, and he said, he stood up in the power of the Holy Spirit and answered what was happening in this place.
彼得他很喜欢说话，这时候他也站起来，借着圣灵他向众人解说发生了什么事情。
So Peter and the other 11 stood behind him.
彼得还有其他十一位门徒、使徒一起站在那里。
And the first thing he said was, no, we are not drunk.
首先他澄清说，我们并不是醉酒了。
It's only 9 in the morning.
他现在只是九点，尤其是圣经上
记载。Says in the Bible, you can read. And 9 in the morning, I laugh a little bit because in my life, I have known people drunk at 9 in the morning.
当然看到九点的时候我偷笑了一下，因为在我的文化当中确实我见过九点就开始醉，早上九点就开始醉酒的人。
But this is the Peter that only 50 days before, only 50 days before he had denied Jesus three times.
但这就是彼得，在五十天前他三次不认主。
And he was with Jesus when the Garden of Gethsemane and cut off an ear of a guy trying to arrest Jesus.
这就是那个彼得曾经在克西马尼园，当其他人来逮捕耶稣的时候，他用刀砍掉了一个仆人的耳朵。
He's the one Jesus called the rock.
他是耶稣所说的那个磐石。
He's the one that walked on the water.
他是那一个行走在水面
上的。But only 50 days before this day, he had denied Jesus three times.
但是仅仅在五十天之前，他三次不认主。
Aren't you friends with that Jesus? And he said no.
当别人问他。你是那个耶稣的朋友吗？
Three times.
他说我不是，他三次这样的否认了。接着鸡就叫了。
You didn't say it in Chinese. I don't know Chinese chicken language. But he denied Jesus and he couldn't stand to deny him again.
他曾经不认主，但是这个时候他再也不能不认主了。
And he stands up in front of the people and preaches a sermon in the power of the Holy Spirit that had just come.
他站在众人面前，坦然无惧，靠着圣灵的能力向大家传讲主耶稣基督。
But they did not have a Bible, the New Testament that we have.
当时他们并没有圣经，也没有新约福音书。
The book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, John had not been written yet about the life of Jesus.
是新约的四福音书，在当时还没有成书。
None of the letters of Paul had been written. Paul was not even a Christian at this time.
当时的保罗书信也还没有成书，因为当时的保罗还不是个基督徒。
He couldn't open his New Testament and preach a sermon, so he used the Old Testament.
因为他没有办法用新约来传讲神的话，所以他引用了旧约福音
书。Out of the book of Prophet Joel.
他从约珥书来传道。
And you can read those verses if you will.
约珥书二章二十八到二十九节，以后我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的，你们的儿女要说预言，你们的老年人要做异梦，少年人要见异象。在那些日子，我要将我的灵浇灌在仆人和使女。
So he would say, "No, we're not drunk, but let me tell you what is true about why we are here."
他告诉众人，我并没有醉酒，但是我要告诉你，我为什么
在这里。And he uses the 8th century, 800 years ago prophet to tell what's happening this day.
他告诉他们，他引用了当时约珥先知的话，告诉今天只要发生的事情。
That God will pour out His Spirit on for all the people. The same word ethne in the Old Testament, goyim.
所以他约珥书上说，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。凡有血气就是英文说 all people， 然后希腊文就是
It's for all the people, the sons and the daughters.
这是对所有人说的是所有少年人，所有女儿。
The young and the old.
所有少年人和老人。
The servants and the servants and even the masters.
无论是仆人还是使女，
还
是主人。
Men and the women.
无论是男是女，
It's for everyone.
这是对所有人说的。
No matter what color your skin, no matter what country you're from, no matter what language you speak.
无论你是从哪里来，无论你说的是什么样的语言。
And so he preached this sermon, and after this, he told the story of Jesus.
于是他向大家传了这篇道。
And he told the gospel message of Jesus.
于是他向 众人宣讲了耶稣基督。
And he told about how Jesus died on the cross for their sins.
他告诉众人耶稣基督如何为他们的罪死。
And how he was resurrected from the dead.
他如何从死里复活。
And how that this message was for everyone who was in hearing of his voice.
这个今天的信息是给所有人听到他的话的。
And maybe he still told it while there's a piece of fire that they can see above his head.
很有可能当彼得在说这句话的时候那个上火的舌头还在他头上。
But for sure, they heard it in their own language.
但是我们知道是个人从彼得话中听到自己用他的乡谈来说话。
The power of the Holy Spirit came and everyone from all over the world heard it on that day.
所以因为圣灵的原因个人就听到彼得用个人的乡谈 来传道。
And at the end of when he was speaking, he finished, and the people were stunned to silence for a moment.
当他结束之后，众人都寂静了。
And then they said, they even yelled out to him, "What shall we do, brothers? What shall we do?"
当他们甚至他们向彼得和其他门徒呼喊，我们当如何行
？In case you're following along, that's verse 37. What shall we do?
如果你们想要看震惊的话是出现在第三十七节
And Peter said repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus
彼得说你们个人要悔改奉耶稣基督的名受洗
And you will receive forgiveness and the power of the Spirit in your life
叫你们罪得赦就必领受所赐的圣灵
And not only for you but for all who are a long time in the future
不只是你还是将来所有的人
And thenHe spoke a few more words, the Bible says, and that day 3,000 people came to Christ. 3,000.
彼得又接着说了一些话，在那一天，门徒约添了三千人。
That tells you how many people that he was speaking to. There was 120, and 3,000 more came to Christ.
可以，大家可以想象，一开始他对120个人说话，接着又有三千人信了主，所以一共有三千多人。
They did not have their microphone wasn't working that day, so I'm sure he spoke loud.
当时那个麦克风还没有，所以说应该他讲话非常大声。
And that I'm saying that with a little bit of a joke, but it's an amazing story that he can preach a sermon and 3,000 get saved.
这是多么奇妙的事情！他讲了这个道之后，就三千人信了主。
And they got baptized that day.
他们当时马上受浸了。
Now I told you I came here and was watching Pastor Mickey baptize people the last time I was here.
我刚刚提到，我上次来的时候看到我们的商牧师正在帮别人受浸。
And I heard in the first service an announcement that there are 9 people here getting baptized next week.
从刚刚早堂的时候，我也听说下周将会有9个人受
浸归主。But you schedule that in the afternoon so you don't make the morning service go long.
我们刚好是把那个敬礼安排在下午，所以早晨的时间就会安排
比较好。And so I think it would be hard for Americans or anyone who lives here now to be patient for 3,000 people to get baptized that day.
像我们今天的众人应该都不会有那么多耐心看三千人受浸。
It started at 9 in the morning, and I think they missed their lunch.
他们从早上九点开始，那很有可能他们就会因此错过午餐。
It's an amazing story because those 3,000 came from all those 15 or 17 places that I counted with my fingers while she read.
这是真的是多么奇妙的事！就三千多人受浸，他们从15到17个，甚至更多国家的人。
And in the first service, we sang a song that told the story about how that happened and the church was born.
在我们早堂的时候，我们也一起唱了一首诗歌，告诉我们当时这些事情如何发生，教会如何被建立。
The church was born in Jerusalem, and the church was born in all those places that new Christians went back to.
教会不仅当时在耶路撒冷被建立，甚至当那些人回去各自的地方的时候，新的教会也被建立。
I did not understand every word that Pastor Mickey said about me. I actually only understood my name.
刚刚当我们的商务师介绍我的时候，他大部分说的事情我都听不懂，但是只是了解他说了我的名字。
But for 25 years, I taught at the seminary, the Baptist seminary, like where Ryan goes to school.
但是在过去我曾经在25个神学院讲过课。
And the class that I taught was church planting and missions.
在我所讲的课很多一部分在关于职堂上面。
And Pastor Mickey asked me to speak a little bit today about church planting.
今天肖牧师邀请我在这里讲一讲职堂的事情。
Because this church has a passion for sharing Christ with all the people, pantata ethne of the world.
因为我们这个教会有这样的热忱，把神的福音传向各国、各民、各邦。
But the Great Commission, I say to my classes, and I'll say to you, is not to go to all the nations, pantata ethne, and plant churches. That's not the commission.
我们知道啊。我们的大使命并不是说叫我们去各国各族各方来建立啊、来啊、建教会而已，建教堂而已。
The Great Commission is to make disciples.
他的大使命是叫我们去使万民做门徒，并不是去各地做建教
堂而已。And when you make disciples, church happens.
当我们使万民做门徒，教堂、
教会就发生了。So when I talk to you about church planting, I'm going to give you a little small one-minute ecclesiology, theology of church lesson.
当我讲到职堂的事情的时候，我会将会给你们一个缩短版一分钟的关于职堂的一些神学观念。
Do your hands like this, like this.
请大家跟我这样子把两只手扣在一起。
Amanda, inside, there you go. Sorry, Amanda.
Shimu.
Sorry. And then like this.
两个手食指。
My mother taught me this.
我的母亲曾经这样教我。
As a boy.
当我还是小孩子的时候。
This is the church.
这是教会。
This is the steeple.
这是教堂的尖端。
Open the doors.
当你打开门的时候。
The church is God's people.
里面是神的儿女。
And you have to turn your fingers this way. This way. Yeah. So the church is God's people.
教会是神的子民。
And it sounds neat and a child likes to do it.
当时我是小孩子，我非常愿意这些。
And I have children, I did, and I have children and grandchildren, so children love to do those things.
我还有很多的我其他的小朋友，我也教他
们。It's just that it's not accurate to the Bible.
但是其实这个教导并不是完全符合
圣经的。So I changed what my mom taught me.
所以我做了一些改变。
When I taught it to my children.
当我教导我的孩子的时
候。And I say this, this is a building.
这是一个建筑。
This is a steeple.
这是教会的尖塔。
Open the doors.
打开你的门。
The church is God's people.
教会是神的儿女。
And we are the church, whether we come together and worship in this place, or when we leave and go to wherever we go, where we live and go to work and go to school.
我们就是教会，不管我们是在这个建筑里面聚会，还是我们出去到各个地方去，我们仍然是神的教会。
The church is the bride of Christ, the body of Christ. It is the people.
教会是基督的心腹。
And this church is getting ready and doing church planting.To make disciples, like I heard the USC part of that, so I know that it's to share Christ with people who are at USC who don't know Jesus.
我们知道，我们刚刚通过大家的分享，我们知道我们教会有这个在 USC 附近职堂的意向，帮助那附近的人来认识神。
And you're not doing it with a building that you already own or anything like that. You're just finding a place to meet, but sharing, making disciples so church will happen.
我们并不只是到那边找个地方或者建立一个教堂，而是请人来。当教会，所以人来到神面前的时候，教会就发生了，被建立了。
And this same passion is what I have been doing for the last 30 years.
就是这样子的意向和热忱，让我在我过去三十年一直这样服事。
We've been making disciples and planting churches among all the different peoples in the United States and in the 15 countries that we now serve.
我在过去一直致力于使万民做门徒。不仅在美国，甚至在世界各国，超过十五个国家。
I preach about 50 times a year in different churches, and almost all of them I get translated into some language like this.
在每一年中，我大概会有五十场讲道，大部分都是需要旁边站着一个翻译。
Not always Chinese, but a lot of different languages.
不只是讲中文的，还有其他不同的语言。
So we work in Thailand, and these are the people that we're sharing Christ with there.
这是我们当时在泰国的时候，我们跟大家分享耶稣。这是在缅甸。
And this is also in Myanmar. This is our children's home. They grew up. They started out really small, and now they're almost adult people.
这也是在缅甸。我们当时在那边建了一个孩童之家。
We started there 13 years ago.
我们在那里十三年前开始建立了这个。
This is in the Philippines.
这在菲律宾。
And that building that we're sitting there, that's on the left side of the picture.That you can tell the church is in the building. That roof blew off, and the church still meets there. The roof isn't there anymore, and they still meet there.
我们看到左边这张图，那个当时在图上那个屋顶现在已经不复存在，因为它风把它吹掉了。
The church is those people that are in that group.
虽然那个建筑不复存在，但是教会仍然在那里，因为教会
是人。And so in Jerusalem there were 3,000 new believers.
因此在耶路撒冷那天。
And they all got baptized. The church of Jerusalem was born. And the church was born in all the places they went back to. Even the church where Paul was going to persecute Christians when he came to Christ.
And
the people around the world are getting baptized, coming to Christ, new believers, and getting baptized. This is one of our churches in Denver, Colorado. The girl that's on the far side over there, her father's the pastor. This was in Pathay, Myanmar, where we have 16 churches and 24 mission sites.
这里也是在缅甸，我们那里有16个教会和20个不同的机构在那里。
This is in Cambodia, where Ryan and Noah and Archie went with me in January.
这是在柬埔寨之前，那个Ryan他们一家也跟我。
On that same day, we baptized all of these people, and 10 of them were in a new church.
当时那一天，一共有13个人受浸归主，其中10个是来自另外一个教会。
We have all of our children in the children's home have come to Christ, and on this day, we baptized those two with the certificates.
在孩童之家，我们有很多的小朋友受浸。在那一天，有两个小朋友受浸，他们手上拿着就是。
This story from Acts tells the story of God's purpose for the Pentecost for all the nations.
使徒行传二章告诉我们上帝对万国万民的旨意。
I'm happy that this church is my partner because this church has the heart for this same purpose that God has.
感谢神，感谢这教会与我们彼此配搭来合作。
And I thought I would use these scriptures to remind us of the things that are true about God's purposes for the kingdom of God.
我希望用我今天的信息来到提醒大家，神对万国万民的心意如何。
I already told you that I was Baptist.
我已经告诉大家，我也是浸信会的人。And
it's okay for us to talk about the power of the Holy Spirit.
但是没有问题，我们仍然可以讲圣灵。Because
that's the only way that these things happen. It's not in our own strength. He's the one that calls us.
是他呼召我们,
and the Holy Spirit transforms us.
圣灵转换了我们,
and the Holy Spirit is the one that plants churches through making disciples.
圣灵帮助我们, 植堂也帮助我们, 使万民做门徒。
This is what I wanted to share today. Thank you.
这是我今天的信息。